The most thrilling, the most amazing and spectacular adventures to come out of the present war is the feats of the commandos. They are never taken alive. It's do or die. In these transcribed stories, we join Terry Lee and his friends who are connected with the 1st Chinese Commando Group. We'll get in on the start of a new adventure in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. If you boys and girls are the patriotic young Americans I think you are, you're making a real effort to do two things. You're earning and saving every cent you can to buy United States war bonds and stamps. And you're doing your very best to keep strong and well. Now, the main rules of keeping well are plenty of sleep, plenty of exercise, and the right things to eat. Things like Libby's tomato juice, protective foods that give you vitamins. For it's a fact, boys and girls, that Libby's tomato juice is as important for vitamins as it is for flavor. And that's saying plenty. Now, you know how swell it tastes, like red, ripe, field-fresh tomatoes. Well, take it from me, it's fine for its vitamins, too. Yes, Libby's tomato juice is rich in vitamin C and A, and also a good source of vitamins B1 and G. So drink it regularly. Drink it every day. You'll be getting vitamins and swell flavor. Speaking of flavor, that's something you get in a great big way in every Libby's food. You know, Libby brings you wonderful fruits and meats and vegetables, as well as juices. And every one of them is extra specially good. If you want to sit down to luscious peaches, golden corn off the cob, swell-eaten Vienna sausages, just ask your mother to get Libby's. She'll be glad to hear, too, that Libby guards food values with the greatest care. And now, Terry and the Pirates. That swell new airplane spotter invented by Terry is going to play an important part in this week's adventure. As you know, our friends are in the commando hideout, somewhere among the Sansoon Hills. Last week, they made a night raid on one of the invaders' supply depots. Terry and Pat were made prisoners. But Jude Hennick, the flyer, the Dragon Lady, and the commandos rescued them and defeated the enemy. But now, bad news awaits our friends in camp. The Dragon Lady is speaking.
This information has just come to me by a coolie who escaped through the invader line.
But it just doesn't seem possible.
Are you sure the town is Yankuk?
Certainly.
Yeah, but I was there less than a week ago, and now it's in the hands of the invader?
The town is surrounded by a small army, a regiment or two. Yankuk is not a big place. There has been little damage done to it from gunfire or bombs.
But the town is in enemy hands.
That is correct.
Well, what do you know about that? Nowadays, you don't know where you stand. I leave Yankuk, and as soon as my back is turned, those superior beings come along and take over.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about April, and Slugger Dunn and Smythe Heatherstone and all that. I wonder if they got out of town, or if they're prisoners, or what.
I have no information on individuals. The coolie has little more to add to what I have told you, although he did mention the name of the enemy leader. It is a man by the name of Klang.
Why, that's a Chinese name. How could a Chinese...
He's a renegade of the worst order. In his cutthroats will do anything for money.
Klang, huh? Seems to me I've heard of him. He sports a monocle, fancy uniform.
He is the most peculiar person, cruel and cunning.
Uh-huh.
And I have no doubt that he led his misguided followers into the town by trickery.
Say, this is bad news. Carly, I don't like to think of April falling into Klang's hands.
Or anyone else.
His hands.
Or anyone else.
Where's Pat? Does he know about this?
Yes. We learned of the loss of the town together less than 10 minutes ago.
You wouldn't be talking this way unless you had something in mind.
Sure. We're going to try our luck against Klang, right?
It is desirable that we kill or capture that man.
Uh-huh.
He is a menace to all Chinese army activity in this area. Mr. Hennick, you are familiar with the territory around the town of Yankuk.
You mean, is there a likely spot where I can set a plane down?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Unless Klang's boys have decided to picnic there.
It will be necessary to cover the area by plane immediately. That is important before we make our plans. Obviously, you will need a competent observer when you make the trip.
Well, the line forms at the right. My mother told me to take this one. Ibbity, bibbity, stibbity.
Well, I'd like to go with you, dude. Well, why not?
Well, I don't want Connie. He gives me the jitters. I don't suppose I should ask for Pat Ryan. Of course, a lovely lady. Now, that would be a novelty.
Terry Lee may accompany you if he so desires. You will leave within the hour.
And then what? Takes us an hour's flying time to reach Yankuk. That gives us about a half an hour more before the sun goes down.
Exactly, Mr. Hennig. Then you will land your plane. Or, if you prefer, you may fly back here late tonight.
Well, you can't learn a lot in a half hour's observation.
You and Terry can locate the enemy camp. Observe the condition of the town. Get an overall picture of the situation. There is, however, an alternative plan.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Someone of this commando group can attempt to enter the town on foot.
You mean me?
Whatever is done must be volunteered. Mr. Hennig could land his plane. You could attempt to visit the town. If you fail, of course, nothing can be done for you. If you fall into the hands of the enemy...
Nice, pleasant little job, I'd say.
Well, does Pat know about this plan?
The regard which Mr. Ryan has for you does not concern me. This is war. This commando group will attack Klang's men. Not to rescue our own people in Yankuk, but to destroy Klang. I am not thinking of sparing your life, but of killing the enemy.
Well, after I find out what's what, if I do, then I get back to the plane and we fly back here and report, huh?
That is correct. It will be necessary for you to be disguised. In spite of what Mr. Hennig says, I believe you should be accompanied by that Chinese force.
Now, why bring Connie along? He just got here. He doesn't like riding in planes.
Say, Connie's all wrapped up in that airplane spotter. I made one for him over the weekend, remember?
Yeah, well, look, Terry, fun, but Connie can spot him from the ground. Let him climb an anthill. He gives me a case of jitters in my plane. Huh. Oh, all right. Throw him in, let's be off. Or are we off already?
Well, it won't take me long to get ready, yeah? You and Connie and me can leave right away.
Hold on, Terry. Here we go.
Give her the gun, dude.
Is it easier to spot planes from the ground or from the air?
Oh, it depends on who's doing the spotting, Terry.
Well, I was just wondering. You see, that airplane spotter of mine is designed for people on the ground.
Well, the shape of aircraft wings is the same, top or bottom. So it makes no difference where you are, on the ground or in the air. Once you learn the combinations of wings and tail shape, you can identify a ship like you can tell a headache.
What's the hardest view of a plane? I mean, when does it become most difficult to identify?
Oh, I don't know. Straight on front view sometimes fools a fella. But if you can spot the position of the engine, identify the shape of the wings and fins and rudder, it isn't so bad.
Well, you make it sound easy, dude. Hey, how far are we from Yankuk now?
About 10 minutes. We're going to come in by the way of the back door.
You know where we're going to set down?
No. That's one thing you can always be sure of, Terry. We'll always land.
That's a fine way to talk.
We'll circle the town, get a bird's eye full, and then pick out a likely spot.
Uh-huh. Golly, I wonder if April and Slugger and the others are still in the Yankuk Hotel. Hey, maybe they escaped to the hills.
We'll find out in time, don't worry. Take a look back there at Big Ears.
Scotty's asleep.
Yeah. Chinese are wonderful people, Terry. The more you're around them. They have a way of looking at things that makes me feel like an amateur.
Well, how do you mean?
Oh, a thousand ways. They have beautiful poems. They look at life and death without getting panicky. They get music out of instruments we think are crazy. And they always have a great love and respect for their parents.
Well, you know, Connie, for all his dilly words, he has a strange kind of courage.
Yeah, I found that out when we took that midnight plane ride. He chattered a lot, but he stuck to the ship. Now, when we're really walking into trouble, he's asleep.
Yeah, he's just... What do you mean, trouble?
Just keep looking outside. You'll see what I mean.
Well, I don't see anything. Where are we?
Well, nobody at last is Yan Cut. Dick?
Yeah?
Almost directly below us is the camp of somebody. Soldiers, I'd say.
Oh, I see now, yeah. Hey, what are those puffs of smoke? Any aircraft guns?
No, they haven't any ACAX that we know about it up here. I'd say those guns were firing at the town.
Oh, they're Klang's men, huh?
Could be.
Well, if that's the case, they haven't taken Yankuk yet. They've besieged the town, that's all.
We'll find out in another minute or two. Circle the walls of the town. Now, keep looking sharp, and don't talk.
Outside the walls on three sides.
Yeah, there's a couple of boats on the riverside. Sure, that's the setup. Klang and his men can't break into the town.
Well, now what?
Big picture's clear enough. Yan Cook is in a spot. People inside the wall can't get out, and the enemy outside can't get in. The question is, who's going to win? My bet is on Klang and his men.
Well, where can we land? Can we sit down inside the town walls?
No, Terry. There isn't a spot big enough. Take another look. It's a small town. Possibly four city blocks or less. The Chinese wall runs from the river and circles the town like a half moon.
What do we do? Fly back to the Sansun Hills?
Why not? Not be foolish. What can you and Connie and I do now? Can't save anybody.
Well, I know.
We can't even... Oh. Hey, what's this?
Something wrong with the ship?
Yeah. Yeah, two boys captured from that supply depot isn't so good. Somebody must have watered it. I can't fix a feed line up here, so we'll look for a good level spot far enough from the noise and bustle of the battle.
Yeah, well, let's not get picked up. I have no desire to meet Klang.
Well, neither have I. Yeah. I can't fight off an invader plane either.
What? Where?
Well, look over there. Gonna have company in a few minutes. You don't need your spotter for that, baby.
Oh, I can identify it. It's an enemy plane, a Nakajima AN-1, a low-wing fighter.
Well, hold on to your hat, me lad. I'm going to land before the pilot makes scrap metal of this crate of mine.
Well, it looks like Terry and Dude and Connie will have no choice about what to do next. When that motor counts out, when an enemy plane gets on your tail, well, you can't choose your next move. So big things are in store for our friends. Things I want you to know about. Boys and girls, I sure want you to try Libby's delicious tomato juice, because I know you'll go for it in a great big way. And there's something else that you must be sure to do. Don't fail to listen to this program tomorrow. Now, we've got a swell surprise for you, something you'll get a great big kick out of. So don't let anything interfere. Be right there at your radio tomorrow, listening to Terry and the Pirates, and be set for a thrilling surprise. That spotter will play a big part in the transcribed adventure to come, because although our friends are destined to meet the renegade Klang, I feel sure that at least Connie will escape. And Connie has the spotter, which will help save the lives of... Well, let's meet that adventure when it comes, shall we? Be with Terry tomorrow for sure.